The GAA Program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Burgess Falls, you could see in Clark coming, Luke Claskin, a shock to the show. A special program coming to you tonight, a special Ulster final live program. We're with you for an extra half hour. We're here with you until 9:30. And, well, I'm among royalty tonight, really. I've got Oliver Prunty, chairman of the Convoy Club, and of course, a Cavan man as well, big Cavan supporter, former Cavan miner. Paddy McDyer from Glenties, of course, son of the legendary Columba McDyer, won an All-Ireland with Cavan in 1947 in the Polo Grounds in New York. And we've also got Mickey Lafferty, who is, of course, captain of the team that beat the last Donegal team to beat Cavan in an Ulster final, the only time they ever met in an Ulster final. That was back in 1983. And we've got a special treat for you tonight as well. We've got, I suppose, Donegal's best-known piper, Christy Murray, is here with us tonight. And I think we're going to get a blast of O'Donnell Aboo from Christy here tonight, of course. That's the one and only Donegal's most famous piper, Christy Murray, getting the GAA programme off to start with star tonight. And if you're just joining us, we're here for an extra half hour. We'll give Christy time to get his breath after that. And well, we'll start with you, Mickey Lafferty, or Michael Lafferty. Played with Donegal for many years, the best part of that, a decade and a half. And, well, first of all, I suppose your second Ulster title was against Cavan in 1983. What's the memory of that game?
It was, again, a packed Clonus. I remember an extremely hot day and very, very humid. Playing conditions were very, very difficult that day for the players from the temperature point of view. But it was a nip and tuck. It was a very tight game, and we kind of managed to shade it in the end, even though we would have been at one stage maybe comfortable enough in the game. Cavan came back at us in the second half, and we eventually ran out four-point winners, I think, in that game.
Yeah,
if memory serves me right.
And had you gone into that game, you know, had there been form, or you know, were you expected to win it, or what was the situation? Had that team been building towards that, or?
I think we would have been the fancy side in the final, all right. In that we came through a kind of the tougher side of the draw.
Yeah. Who did you beat?
We beat, first round was Armagh in Ballybuffet. We had a couple of tussles with Armagh prior to that. The way the draw went at that stage was you drew a team, we drew Armagh, you played them the first year at home, and then you played them away the following year. So you had the same opponents in the first round for 2 years. And Armagh had beaten us the previous year. We beat Armagh. Then we moved on. We met Monaghan in the semi-final. We beat Monaghan. And that was our path to the final. So we kind of would have been probably fancied, you know.
Yeah. And where were they at that stage in terms of football? You know, they had been the great power, won their last title, I think, in 69 and...
Well, we hadn't really played an awful lot of championship football against Cavan at that time. We always tended to get drawn against Derry or Tyrone or Armagh. We kind of, I don't know, the draw never placed us, you know, against Cavan. So we, you know, I had no great experience of playing against them, you know, but Cavan, again, they had a very strong tradition. And when you get to an Ulster final, they were terribly well supported, as they will be this weekend as well. And there was a great atmosphere, atmosphere.
Yeah. What is it, 39 Ulsters, Oliver Prunty, is it? That's what the
39, I think it's 39, Tom. Yeah, 30, I think it's 39, 39. Yeah.
That's the voice of Oliver Prunty, Cavan man as well, and of course chairman of the Convoy GAA Club, St Mary's in Convoy, very involved in that club. We'll talk to him in a minute. We heard there from Christy Murray, O'Donnell Aboo. Tell me, Christy, how long are you playing or following Donegal, and how did it come about that you're the man with the pipes and the man that dressed up in your full gears. Those of you watching tonight on Facebook would have seen earlier on Christy on in his full regalia tonight with his Donegal colours and everything.
Well, my first game I can remember very clearly was with Jerry McCaffrey from Convoy. We travelled to the under-21s, the replay in the early 80s. 82. And I was hooked straight away. And never missed many games after that. And it would have been in the rise in the 90s, after 92. 97 is when I started the pipes. In 99, I got the uniform. And once Donegal started doing well, my name started getting around. I think the Donegal paper came from other teams who were telling people they were beside the Donegal paper. I don't think anybody in Donegal called me the Donegal paper till they started hearing it from others.
Yeah. And what was the initial reaction to you?
It was great fun. It was depending on how the result went. Of course, sometimes you may get a few had a, let's just say, a bit more energy about them, and they might say a few choice words to you after the game. But generally, it's great banter.
What is your routine now at a match? What is it?
Well, in the Ulster final now, I'll be up about, hopefully around 10:30, 11 o'clock, get a breakfast, go round the pubs and annoy a few people. And I would learn a few Cavan tunes as well. And we'd, sometimes you get singers, sometimes you get other musicians, so there could be a session. And then I'll go up to the pitch about an hour beforehand, and then outside the grounds, and then I'll go in the grounds about half an hour to go.
So it's not just for the time duration of the game.
No.
We see you at the game or whatever. You're there from very early morning.
So. Yeah, it's a whole day.
Yeah. And plenty of banter.
Great of banter. Great fun.
And tell me then, do you have any difficulty getting into games, or what's the reaction of the association did you get to you?
It's getting better. It's used to be some questions about the pipes and whether I could get in, especially if I went to different grounds around Dublin than that sometimes, but usually the fans would cheer me in, and you would get in. But now it's fairly okay.
Yeah. So and what was your interest in the GAA before that, or?
Well, I was born in Scotland. Came over when I was young, and I played for Convoy underage. But I was never a player at that time. I was never an athlete, but I loved music. I became an athlete then afterwards, but my music stayed on.
Yeah. So the 1982 under-21 success was the first involvement, was it?
It's the first big game I went to.
Yeah. That was in Carrick and Shannon.
On a wet day. Kerry.
Job keeping the pipes dry that day.
I didn't have the pipes that day.
It was Roscommon, unfortunately. Mickey Lafferty, you were involved with that team, weren't you? You were a mentor. That was the beginning of Donegal's great success, really. First ever All-Ireland.
It was the first All-Ireland, at any grade. In football, and Tom Conan was a manager, and myself and Donal Monaghan were involved with him, and it was a very long drawn out campaign, if I remember correctly, my main memory of Carrick and Shannon that day again was the weather. It was an awful day. The heavens opened. It was a good tight game. We got an early injury in that game that threatened to maybe disrupt a wee bit. I remember Sean Boner got injured. But we rejigged the team and eventually came away with the result.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, at that stage, by the time we'd reached the final, there was a huge following for the team at that stage, you know.
Yeah, that was the beginning, wasn't it, really?
It was really.
I know you had won. The first Ulster was in 72. You were on the team in 74. So, and then obviously, and of course, a lot of that team as well of 82 went in and joined you and the more senior lads on the 83 team. Wouldn't that be right?
They did, yeah. Some of them were already on the team when the senior team prior to winning the under 21 All Ireland. They'd already had senior experience.
Like who? Like Anthony Molloy.
You had Andy Molloy, Martin McHugh, Joyce McMullen. I'm leaving somebody out there.
Matt Gallagher, wasn't he? Charlie Mulgrew, I think.
Charlie Mulgrew. You know, a lot of them had made their senior debuts before they actually won in All-Ireland at 21 level, you know.
Yeah. And of course, obviously, we're going back to 83. It was a good blend then, obviously, because you were there yourself and Paul McGettigan and Brendan O'Leary and Michael Caron. There's a text in here. It must be from Michael. Hey, Tom, can you ask Michael Lafferty what it was like to be playing with the man of the match in the 1983, Michael Carr? Or else it's Seamus Carr.
Padraig Carr?
No, it's Michael Carr. He was man of the match, I think, that day, all right.
Oh, and is Padraig just sending the text, wasn't it?
I don't know who it is. He texts us on 086 60 25,000.
Yeah.
If you want to text us, you can do. And also ask Michael, did he drink much coffee that time, as much as you do now? Obviously, you're a coffee addict.
Well, I don't know. I've cut back on the coffee now. I don't drink as much now.
And say hi to Christy from his wee supporter in Letchermeck Award. Thanks. That's Cassie in Letchermeck Award. So you supporters, followers as well. They text us on 086 60 25,000. And if you want to text us from outside the dialing area, you can also do so. It's 003 53 86 60 25,000. Paddy McDyer, son of the legendary Columba McDyer, is also with us tonight here. And Paddy, I suppose it'd be fair to say, growing up in, even though it was in Glenties, there was a fair bit of chat about Cavan football in your house.
Oh, of course there was, but you can imagine what it was like when you had my father being the Cavan man and my mother being an avid Mayo supporter. It was World War II or whatever, any time they ever met. Now, they didn't meet that often, but I'll tell you, my mother would never give any quarter away easily.
Yeah.
But in relation to the association between my father and the Cavan County team, I'd say there's a lot of people who wouldn't have the information that might be pertinent at the time, but a lot of people would have thought, and it was even said to me in my, during my own playing career, that my father won an All-Ireland, but he didn't win it with Donegal, as much as to say, well, it wasn't worth the same value or whatever. But my father never really wanted to play for any other county except his own native county, and he was a very proud Donegal man. And he would have loved, and he would have gone to the ends of the earth to play for Donegal and whatever. But his work commitments took him, and his study took him
away from... He was a teacher, was he?
From Goree to Multifarnham, and from Multifarnham on to Sligo, from Sligo back to Dublin, and from Dublin back to Mayo, and then on to Donegal. So you can see that he was a kind of a traveller footballer. I called him an itinerant footballer.
How did he end up playing with Cavan then?
He ended up playing with Cavan because the two main challengers in Ulster football at that time were Cavan and Monaghan. And he had associations with both, in that he had a promise of a job in Cavan, and Monaghan wanted him to do a job in Clonus. To make a long story short, the two county chairmen agreed that they would hold a lottery. And the lottery was that they put the names of both counties on a piece of paper and went up on a mountain. I don't know what the mountain was, but my father told me this word for word. And they tossed the paper up in the sky, where whatever came down, he was to play for that county, and Cavan came down. Now, he made the decision, and they were drawn against Monaghan in the first round of the championship. Now, this is very strange, very funny. And the match was in Breffni Park. And towards the end of the match, with about 2 minutes to go, the sides were level. No, the sides were level, yes. And Cavan got a 14-yard free dead straight in front of the goal. And the free taker in Ireland, the prime free taker in Ireland that time, was Peter Donoghue.
From Cavan. So
Peter Donoghue comes over to take the free. And next thing he hears, the roar coming up from centre-half back, John Joe O'Reilly, "Laver, laver, laver." Which meant was, let me take this free. In other words, he was going to either bury it in the net or put it over the bar or hit the corner flag. What did he do? He kicked the ball out to the corner flag. The whole crowd went mental. The two teams went into the dressing room. The match ended in a draw. And he went into them, "What did you do that for?" And he says, "If Cavan can't beat Monaghan in our own backyard without a free take in the last minute of the game, they're never going to win in All-Ireland." That was the making of them.
That was 1947?
That was 1947.
So they drew it Monaghan the first round.
So anyway, just to paraphrase all of this, you asked me then, how did he get playing for Cavan? He got a job then in Belturbet County Cavan, and he was fortunate enough that Cavan had a vacancy for a midfielder. Now, that didn't happen by accident, because when you go back to the first time the Ulster won the Railway Cup in 1942 and 43, that was the first time they won it. And my father told me that the Railway Cup then was 10 times more intense, 10 times more competitive, and 10 times more difficult than inter-county football. With the result that he became known to other counties through the inter-provincial series.
Right, he played for Ulster.
Biggest
as well.
Regret of all that I have is that inter-provincial series was allowed to dissipate. And I think the reason for that was because they brought the combined universities into it. The combined universities should have had nothing to do with the provinces. And they could have moved it to a different time of the year, but I think there was too many competitions then in the National League and interfered. Players got disillusioned. And in all fairness, Ulster was the one team that maintained that link with the Railway Cup. And they kept that going for the for all of their lives. And Brian McInliffe deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, my father would never have won an All-Ireland medal if it hadn't been for the Interprovincial Series. Can you imagine what would it be like for the likes of Paddy McGarty, who played for Leitrim?
Yeah.
Mickey Cairns played for Sligo. Even Dermot Airdy played for Roscommon. All these guys got
recognition.
They got international or national recognition on a world, on a national stage, which they would never have got, you know, if they're playing for their own county teams.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, can you please wish Paddy a very happy birthday? I'm sorry, Paddy, it's your birthday today. We haven't got a cake, have we? I won't say what age he is from his sister Paula, Columba, Danny, and Luke.
Actually, just to say it now, that my sister Paula must be the greatest supporter of Donegal. She dresses her two little twins in the full regalia from head to foot, and she does it herself, has all the flags of the day up, never misses a match.
Yeah.
Wonderful supporter.
Yeah. A lot of good supporters around Lenties, all
absolutely.
Right. That text came in on 086 60 25000, so if you want to join the conversation, say wishes or hello to our guests or wish Donegal luck on Sunday, of course, in the Ulster final. They're playing Cavan in Clonus, and my guests in studio tonight are Oliver Prunty of Convoy and Cavan, and Paddy McDyer, who you heard there, son of the great Columba, with that great story about how his dad ended up playing with Cavan. Did you play with them just for the 1 year, was it, Paddy? No, he played more?
His wife got sick. My mother got very, very ill. Another story, if you allow me just to tell you this in connection with that. My father never had or never kept his All-Ireland medal.
Right.
Because my mother got very, very ill, and she had a very serious chest infection and ended up in St. Mary's Hospital in the Phoenix Park. I was very, very young at the time. I don't even remember it. But it was very early on in my father's career, and she got so ill that she was actually anointed. And she was anointed by a priest called Father Sean Scholdice, who actually played intercounty football with Dublin. At that time, he was about 33 years of age, and he anointed my mother in the hospital. And my father came in one day. This Father Scholdice used to visit her every day in the hospital. Father Scholdice, my father said to him one day, what's the biggest sacrifice that I could make that might get my wife better? And the priest said, well, the one sacrifice, do you have your All-Ireland medal? And he said, I do. Well, you know what you should do? You should mould it and melt it down and put it into a chalice. And that's exactly what he did. And that chalice is in the Carmelite Friary in Whitefriar Street in Dublin.
My God.
To this day.
And is it in, obviously it's in...
It was moulded into that chalice. And then the priest says, well, I hope she gets better. My mother said to me the other day, how do you think I look? I said, you look great. When she says, I survived it because my medal's in that chalice.
My God. Well, we must say hello to your mum, Peggy. I'm sure she's listening because I know she's a good fan. She's a good fan and
she's
a good listener.
She's 92 going on 93 and she's still Mayo through and through. But she said to me, I hope Donegal win the Ulster final and I hope Cavan play well because she's a great affection for Cavan.
Yeah.
Because she had a very happy connection there with Cavan.
Yeah, that's the voice of Paddy McDyer, as I said, in studio with me, as well as Christy Murray, Donegal's most famous piper, Michael Lafferty. We're going to Michael in a minute, and Oliver Prunty of Convoy via Swanland Bar or Swanland Bar via Convoy, I'm not sure which, but we'll be back in a moment. We just have to go for a quick break.
Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubware at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Rash, could you and Clark come and Luke Laskey on the Shockedness Show? A special Ulster Finals programme here tonight. We're with you until 9:30. I thank P.O. McCann for giving us the extra half hour. And in studio, I'm joined by Christy Murray, Donegal's most famous piper. Michael Lafferty, of course, Donegal footballer and former footballer, former mentor, and of course involved with Brian McNiff as well in that great success of 1992, and avid follower as well. We heard from Paddy McDyer there and those great stories about his dad, Columba McDyer, of course, won an All-Ireland with Cavan in 1947 in the Polo Grounds, and we're also joined by Oliver Prunty. We haven't got around to talking to Oliver yet, but we will now. But Michael Lafferty, you want to wish somebody a happy birthday as well, somebody very special.
Yeah, I want to wish my mum, Margaret, who will be 100 next week.
Brilliant. Well done, Margaret.
And we're all waiting on the cheque from Michael D.
So you can go to the Ulster final. Oliver Prunty, in Convoy for many years, from what part of Cavan?
Well, I was born outside Belturbet, parish of Drumlane, and a famous club in Cavan. My father told me that Cavan never won an All-Ireland without a Drumlane man on the panel. Now, unfortunately, I don't think there's one on it this year, so that might be a bad omen. But then we moved down in the mid-60s, we moved down to Swanlambar on the border there, a tord of a parish. The other two tords are in Fermanagh, a team called Kinnally.
Yes.
So that's where I spent until I got married in 89 to Marion from Convoy, and then I moved up full-time from 1994. I got transferred. I was working in Leitrim, and I got transferred up here to Donegal in 94, so I've been here since.
Yeah, and played football as well, played county minor, I believe.
I played football, yeah. I was lucky enough for Cavan. I played the under-16 minor, under-21 junior, and I actually was on the senior panel 1 year, but I wasn't. I was number 27, maybe on a 26-man panel, you know. But it was a great time. I was some great players like Steve Duggan and that were on the team, Enda McGowan, and it was a great experience for me, you know. And
you got to an Ulster final, didn't you?
Yeah, Derry beat us in a replay. Beat us in a replay that year. But in minor, I got to an Ulster final as well, and we were beaten in 72. And the next year, 73, we were beaten by Down in a semi-final in Clonus.
Yeah. So, and obviously followed Cavan and heard the great stories about the great Cavan. And
well, when I was in the late 60s, I was a teenager, and it was just like being a teenager in Donegal now. I didn't know what bad times were. We were in an Ulster final nearly every other year. It's just the same story with Donegal now. This is a golden era since 92. It's I don't think teenagers or any people in their 20s don't remember a bad Donegal team now, you know. And it was the same with me until the late 60-69 was the last time we won it. And I was in Croke Park. Offaly beat us. Offaly won their Ireland after, but Offaly beat us in the semi-final. And I remember that well. And there were great times. The Ulster finals used to be in Castle Blaney, Casement Park, Clonus.
And you went to them as young?
Oh, we went to them all. My father took myself and my brother, and my sister was young at the time. She wouldn't have went to many of them, but we had a great time. We used to love for it. At that time, football, there was no other sport really in Ireland, only Gaelic football and Gaelic hurling. You know, hurling, so that was it them times, you know. Yeah. It was great.
And fanatical support in Cavan, isn't it?
Oh, it was fanatical, and it's great for them now that they're back again. It's 18 years since we were in a final, and you'd have to be 23 or 4 to remember Cavan in a final. So it's great for them. I believe the ticket office in Cavan closed at half day Monday, and the GA office, and it was closed Tuesday because there were queues of people trying to get tickets. So you can imagine what it's like up there now. Maybe when you're talking to Stephen King later, he's up there at the minute, he'll tell you what it's like, but I'm sure they're really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they crave an Ulster, don't they?
Ah, they do, they crave an Ulster. I personally, if we could get into the Super 8s, I think it would bring this bunch of players on an awful lot, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be joined by Stephen King, of course, a former star footballer with Cavan, played against Michael Lafferty and the team of 1993. Just want to wish my wonderful dad, Paddy McDyer, a very happy birthday from your daughter, Natasha, and your son-in-law, Angus, and grandson, Tig, who are... and who might someday play in Dublin. I'm not sure, in Croke Park. I presume that's where it is. Is Tig a good footballer, Paddy?
He doesn't know what county he's, because he wears a Galway jersey for his father. He wears a Dublin jersey because he's living in Dublin, and he wears a Donegal jersey for me.
Well, that's good.
But he doesn't know which.
wishing Ollie and his native Cavan the very best of luck on Sunday. Hoping they have a great game of football. Loyal Lily White, actually. That's a Kildare follower, obviously. That's somebody. They have Texas, actually, on 086-6025000. And, well, Christy Murray, back to you for a moment. Obviously, the Ulster final. How many Ulster finals would you say you've covered at this stage or been to?
I haven't missed any since the, well, was in the 90s now.
So. Yeah, every one of them, Donegal, were at. You've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there. And, like, do you get to watch the games?
Yeah, I would usually get fairly good seats. So it would, I would pipe up to about 10 minutes before the game. More recently, there's been quite a lot of interviews at the sideline on the pitches.
Yes.
So I have to be quite...
Sky and all that.
Talk to me about Sky.
we're late coming to the party bringing you on here. So
yeah, they approached me before, so they did, for an interview. And it was different.
Yeah.
So it was a bit more monetary, not more of the game. They didn't know much about the game and how the game was going.
Yeah.
They were all very young. But... now, there's a lot more happening on the pitch, a lot more entertainment.
Yeah.
So I don't feel I have to do as much.
At halftime.
At halftime.
Yeah. And then, obviously, it depends on the result, I suppose. If Donegal win, you...
I'll always pipe.
Yeah.
I always pipe after the game. It's quite hard if you have a bad loss.
Yeah.
But I would never stop piping. I teach children. I teach around national schools. So just want them to see it's just a day out.
Brilliant. So looking forward to Sunday.
Looking really forward, but nervous for looking forward to it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And does the rain affect you? Or
can do if it's very wet, but I have a max and different clothes for that. I look at the weather forecast and I have a few loyal. My sister looks after me. She's my bodyguard and she'll carry stuff for me in case it's inclement.
Yeah, well, I think prepare for the rain. I think I was watching the forecast, unfortunately, on Sunday. It's not very good. We're just coming up to the 9 o'clock news. Just to remind you, after the news, we'll be joined by Stephen King from Cavan to get the mood in the Breffni County. In studio with me here tonight, of Michael Lafferty, Oliver Prunty, and Paddy McDyer, who's been telling us all the good stories about his dad as well. And certainly, it's his birthday. Yeah, unfortunately, if he knew that, we'd have got a cake for him. And of course, there's a provincial final action in Munster and in Leinster this weekend as well. The big two are back in action in Cork, in the Munster, where it's Kerry versus Cork. Of course, Kerry, the reigning champions. Cork on a bit of a downer, relegated Division 3 this year, but the word on the ground is they're going pretty well. So there may be a surprise on there. And of course, Dublin, I'm not sure how many they're going for at this stage, but they're certainly going for 5 All-Irelands in a row. And they're taking on Meath on Sunday in Croke Park. There's qualifier action as well. Derry and Tyrone are back in action. Derry host Laois in Owen Beg on Saturday evening. Tyrone make the trip to Pierce Park in Longford, a tricky enough one. And Mayo, Monaghan and Armagh meet in Clonus on Saturday night as well. Antrim and Kildare, Westmeath and Limerick and Leitrim and Clare are the other teams involved in that. We're coming up to the 9 o'clock news.